Good morning. In 1 John 3:1, it says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And I love that word, lavished. But then in Romans 8:35, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness?" And I'll add to the list, "Shall loss of job, loss of health, broken marriage, the death of a loved one, or anything else separate us from the love of God that is in Messiah Yeshua, our Lord?" Because we go through things, that doesn't mean that God has stopped loving us, or that because we're going through things, he doesn't love us. No, he loves us through them all. So in Psalm 103:4, "He redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion." And my response to him is, "Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." And the title of this song is, "My Life is in Your Hands."
Life can be so good. Life can be so hard. Never knowing what each day will bring to where you are. Sometimes I forget, and sometimes I can't see that whatever comes my way, you'll be with me. My life is in your hands. My heart is in your keeping. I'm never without hope, not when my future is with you. My life is in your hands, and though I may not see clearly, I will lift my voice and sing, 'cause your love does amazing things. Lord, I know my life is in your hands." Nothing is for sure, nothing is for keeps. All I know is that your love will live eternally. So I will find my rest, and I will find my peace, knowing that you'll meet my every need. My life is in your hands. My heart is in your keeping. I'm never without hope, not when my future is with you. My life is in your hands, and though I may not see clearly, I will lift my voice and sing, 'cause your love does amazing things. Lord, I know my life is in your hands. When I'm at my weakest, oh, you carry me. Then I become my strongest, Lord.